Liebe deutsche Landsleute,
German pilgrims packed into the Paul VI audience hall to pay tribute to perhaps their most famous son. Pope Benedict is the first German pope in almost 1,000 years. The Holy Father told the pilgrims that he had prayed to God during the conclave not to be elected pope. He joked that, evidently, this time, God wasn't listening to him. Speaking in his native German, the Pope told the audience that at one point during the conclave, when it became clear that he was winning many votes, a fellow cardinal slipped him a note of paper, reminding him about Christ calling Peter to follow him, even in places where he didn't want to go.
Und für das ich mich auch nicht geschaffen ansah.
The Holy Father said he had hoped to spend his last years living quietly and peacefully. Pope Benedict was interrupted several times by applause and cheering from the audience. When he first arrived in the audience hall, he received a hero's welcome, shaking the pilgrims' hands and blessing a child who was handed to him.
Herzlich willkommen. Von Herzen danke ich für die Glückwünsche, für die Worte und Zeichen der Zuwendung und der Freundschaft.
Benedikt Gott Geschkick, the crowd chanted. Benedict, sent from God. Amongst the pilgrims was the Pope's brother, Father Georg Ratzinger. The Holy Father apologized to the crowd for having arrived late, explaining that a meeting with religious leaders who had attended his inauguration had run over time.
Es scheint, dass ich schon sehr italienisiert bin.
The Germans are used to punctuality, he said. I'm already very Italian. I'm Michael Kelly.